Okay, this is Ron Amatron from the Creation Light Shift, and we're here again to have a wonderful show. Today is Wednesday, and we'll first do some empathy clearing with everybody. So sit back, relax. We're having a special call this Sunday, and on Sunday it'll be an 8-hour conference call. It starts at 10 o'clock Pacific Standard Time and gets over at 6, or it's 1 o'clock Eastern and gets over at 9. Here we go. So we're going to take away some entities, and we'll work from the bottom of your feet up to the top of your head. And we're getting ready to do that process. I'd like you to bring up the light beam on your monitor screen, if you would. Just scroll down. And what you're going to do is be just beneath the blinking flower. You can see the wonderful light beam there. We're going to activate her right now, bringing some female energy. And here she comes. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, just feel the energy from the light beam now. And you may feel the presence, may see the picture changing colors. And now we're going to do some entity releasing for everybody to get you more into your body with your spirit. So we work at the bottom of your feet, go to the top of your head. So we're doing that right now. So you may want to put your concentration there. Here we go. Bottom of your feet. And now we're moving up to your ankles. And going up to your knees. And going up to your hip joints. And now we're going to work with the second chakra area. Go to the third, fourth, go all the way up. It's also start to work with your internal organs. Take away entities there. These are earth-based entities. And now we're going up to your shoulders, down your arms, elbows, wrists, and the joints in your hands. Here we go. Might want to wiggle your hands around, move your fingers, make a fist here, and just see how you're feeling. And now work with your neck, going up to the top of your head. So take some entities that are in your ears that may be preventing you from hearing properly. You could have some entities that attach to you that maybe are deaf, and they will give you that same process of a problem of being deaf or not being able to hear correctly. So here we go, working with your ears right now. Might want to yawn as the energy gets released. And now we're going to work with your eyes, entities that have maybe poor eyesight. Take those out. And now we're going to be working inside of your mouth. If you have a toothache or gum infection or something, we'll be taking away entities that deal with that situation. And here we go. Those are being released now. Remember, there's billions of these things that are probably in us, not just hundreds. After doing these conference calls for the 8-hour session, there's quite a few of these here. So this is going to help you out a little bit, but I recommend getting on the 8-hour calls here. Okay, now we're going to go to the top of your head. And there we go. Well, Sylvia, let's bring in more of our spirits, and I'll put you back on here, okay? So here we go. And then bring your spirit in, counting 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, Sylvia, are you there? We should feel a little stronger now. You want to look at yourself in the mirror, look at your eyes. So, are you out there in cyberspace?
Yes, I'm here. And sorry for that. The slow delay on the beginning of the hour. There was just a little technical delay for us getting on, but we're here now, and welcome everyone, and If you'd like to call in, that's totally possible, and you can just dial the number. I'll give it to you. It's 815-9756. Is that right? Let me just look here, make sure I've got the right one.
The 9756, I believe, yeah.
Yeah, 888-815-9756. I'm still working on, I've had some internet trouble trying to get on to see the fast chat questions, so hopefully I'll have that up in just a minute or two. But if you'd like to call in, you can ask Ron any question that you'd like, or perhaps you have one of the clearings that you're interested in sampling, and you can ask for that as well. So in the meantime, Ron, could we talk a little bit for anybody who's listening that's brand new about what exactly an entity is and why it is that they cause us so much trouble, and what these 8-hour healings that you've been doing, these weekend intensives, are all about?
Well, entities are make it very simple. They're ghosts. That's what you see. If you see any movement inside of a room or you see some type of life form that's not physical, it'll probably be an entity. And the entities almost always never get blessed away back to the earth spirit after the physical body dies. So the spirit does go through a healing process. That's what's about the different religious church services, is that they always work with your spirit that looks out of your eyes. They never work with the emotional body. There's other bodies also, but we'll just keep it very simple here. So the emotional body, after your body's dead, looks at you and goes, man, I need to find a body to go into because I can't express myself any longer. Remember, the emotional body took on all the traumas of the physical body. We'll say that as the entity looks at the body, and it's in a casket, and everybody's viewing that body. Maybe it died of a lung condition. Maybe it had lung cancer, okay? So that body now has lung cancer. So it'll do body hopping, typically maybe through the hospital before the person passed away, if he's there or she's there. And it will also hop into bodies that have lung cancer in the hospital and cause them to even have a much more worse time getting healed. Because it's taking away the life force energy. It needs life force from the physical body and the spirit to live. So it'll naturally follow and see all the trends. Because remember, it thinks it's still basically living, so to speak, because it is conscious. So it looks around for its friends and may body hop into different people during the church service. And if it happens to like you, then it will stay with you. And then you pick up the traits, the characteristics, the addictions, the attributes of the person that is laying in the casket. This is why people always say, boy, you act like, Aunt Harriet or something, or you look like, your grandfather, Fred. You know, you have that same mannerism now, you know, that's really interesting or strange or something. And it's because the entities come in and they have their whole life agenda from the last lifetime that they bring to you. They can also have the whole agenda of other body hoppings throughout time. Remember, we live in time here because we're stuck in darkness. Darkness is in time. If you're in the moment, then you're out of time. And in that way, that's where you want to live. But mainly we're taught here through schooling and everything else to live in time. So because of that, entities come into us. There could be millions of them that come in. And they give us all of our addictions. You walk into a bar, for instance, or outside of a bar, you're going to be drawn in there, get sucked in by entities who want to have a drink because they want to have that experience. They want to talk through you, do whatever they do or have done in their past lives. And they could have done this something like maybe, 200 years ago. You have an old entity in you, and that really isn't that old, but we'll just say you have a 200-year-old entity that's probably been in maybe 50,000 bodies, bringing in all their contamination to you. And they want to have a drink. So maybe they like drinking whiskey. So all of a sudden you want to drink whiskey. Well, after you get too polluted, then it kind of lost that energy charge because you can't drink anymore because you're now leaving. And now it'll find somebody else to be with. They have more drinks. If it happens to like your body, it'll stay with you and then take you over. Then you're possessed. So you could be possessed by, you know, thousands of these entities, maybe even millions of them. And from there, this is what happens, is that you want to get rid of these. And they take away your energy from your spirit and have their own life that they're living through your body and not your own. So I heard a beep there, someone online.
Yeah.
Who's there?
Hello?
Hello, what's your name?
Hi there. My name is Wanda. I'm calling from Canada.
Okay, Wanda.
I was wondering, I was doing some meditations a while ago, and I pulled my awareness into the center of my body, and I started sort of looking down, almost like looking right through my body, and I could see the outline of my body is like a very thin film, and around it there were, this was a while ago, there were like, it looked like fish, gray fish without fins, just these smooth things that were stuck in my body. And so I decided to expand light outward, and as I did that, they would dislodge, but then when my focus was averted, they would come back, and I asked, eventually I thought, okay, I'm just going to ask it to reveal itself, its true nature to me. And when I did that, it, one of these things sort of looked up at me, and it looked like a little, like a little gremlin or something. And like an energy, I think maybe just an energy that maybe I was seeing it as that, I don't know, but it didn't feel very nice. So I did some meditations to have them leave me. I'm just wondering if you can comment on maybe techniques to clear.
Well, that's very good. Do you want to add anything to that, Sylvia, since you've been on a lot of the calls?
Yeah, well, it sounds to me like you may be dealing with basically a ET or alien type of energetic creature or parasite or critter, as we sometimes refer to them as. And we've been talking a lot about that on various shows, and actually in the last few months, Ron has done a lot of weekend intensive healings on that particular thing, because there's so many different types of these that can attach to us in our various energetic bodies and physical body. So it's quite amazing that you were able to see some of those, because most people are not able to see that. And I guess, Ron, maybe you can talk about the process that the light ship has been doing to release those.
So, yeah, the light ship has been doing a lot. Boy, you are right. Since you saw something that was not typically a physical person, that would be some other type of life form, okay? And a gremlin would be a good way of studying that. So that's probably more of an extraterrestrial energy with you. I'll just define that over again. Everything that's here that's not human, like ourselves, would be extraterrestrial, okay, because the ETs brought them here, the aliens. So what I would suggest doing, since you asked for what you can do to help yourself, you just go to the website, creationlightship.com, and on the left side, on the menu bar, click down, you know, go down and click on the alien attack location. And from there, you're going to see a drop-down box as you go through it, and there's different types of alien parasites, because this is what we call them, that come into our body.
That's what it seems like.
These are actually what we call creatures or whatever, tales of the dark side. You know, there's a lot of these there.
Yeah.
There's worms, there's octopus energy, there's squids, there's probably a couple dozen listed. And you happen to find a gremlin, which we don't have listed there, but you can just type it in there, and the light will help to get it extricated out of you. And you have probably much more, not just you, but everybody listening. And so this is what we've been trying to do, is get these out of everybody so you can have more of your spirit with you. So the fact that you thought, very, very good. Remember, these things are not created by the light, because they wouldn't invade your body if they were from the light, number one. So asking them to leave you, they don't really care about free will, free choice, because they're in you to begin with. So that's not going to work. Just telling them no, they're going to just look at you and go, well, I don't know what no means, and I'm in here anyway. So that's the way it goes. Your spirit might, and I use the word might, be able to kick them out of you. Our spirits here have been so disempowered from all the entities and everything else that's with us here that it's very hard to have your spirit do the work. 2,000 years ago, you could have probably done it. In today's time, probably not, because there's so much energetic energy out there with the alien mind control stuff, plus stuff on this planet. And so just go on the site, have the light ship do some clearings on you. You may want to just start picking them, going from one to the other. And you'll probably start feeling these things leave you. And as they leave you, you're going to feel your spirit come more into your body, which is what this program is about, is to regain your spiritual consciousness back over again to become who you really are, which is your spirit in the moment, not being in the mind energy. There's also shapeshifters on there. There's also a place for, I believe, websites. So if you have been doing a lot of searching on websites, trying to find some type of information on these things, well, a lot of times when you look at websites, you get hooked up energetically because the aliens know you're looking, and once you go on to them, then they attach to you. So there's many, many ways of getting attached. People can send things to you, too, a dark side practitioner. So I would first do the alien site and get on that. Yeah. I think it's $60 a month. I would hit it and go on there maybe a couple hours a day at least. Pick out different types of life forms that you want to deal with. Even if you don't know that you have them, do it anyway. And then go to the ET races, see which ones are you know, attaching to you, get those off of you. And you probably feel much better after a month. And then if you want to go further, then get on to the dark side practitioner. And that's on the online healing. And the dark side practitioners is there to get people who've done spells on you or given you bad thoughts, et cetera. And these energies start to leave you. So back to you, Sylvia. Does that answer your questions? Is it Wanda, I believe? Are you still online?
Yeah, yeah, for sure. Actually, since I saw that, I did some work and had some success in getting rid of them, except that there's just new ones. Like, not the same, just a different type. Like, I can see, like, it just seems like these things are attracted to certain vibrations, I would imagine. So the finer the vibration and the more work that I'm doing, the less I end up dealing with these things, except that now when I ask to see whatever's in my field that isn't there for my highest good, I end up seeing, like you said, like an alien face, which is really bizarre, and they don't seem very pleasant, and they don't seem to really want. It sort of feels like they're there to try to stop the process of, I guess, ascension.
Yeah, hit the nail on the head. Yes, you just happen to be one of the people that can actually sense what's going on. Everybody has this problem. So your neighbors have it. Everybody on this planet has the problem. You just happen to be aware of it. So
they can jump from person to person, right?
Like, and they can body hop.
Yeah.
If you're sleeping with somebody, maybe a stranger, they can jump back and forth between people. You could have entities that maybe are sex maniacs that want to come in, you know. You can also have people, as they touch you, shake your hands, the entities can jump from one person to another. When I mentioned this to people, when I first did the first 8-hour call, everybody was kind of a little bit maybe taken back, maybe upset a little bit, because I said, well, once you get this particular session, you're probably not going to want to shake hands or touch people or hug them any longer. And they really didn't get it until they had the first 8-hour session of getting these alien energetic life forms, parasites, out of you. And then all of a sudden they became more aware of them in other people, and a lot of people could actually feel them enter their body once they got touched by somebody. So once you get that awareness, you know that you want to keep your body temple sacred. And, it gets to be very disconcerting as you start realizing that everybody's infested and that you want to get yourself cleaned out. So normally you just, instead of shaking hands or hugging, you just bow to people. And that's one way to keep the interaction between them. And people normally respect that and you have to just change, who you are, what you do. And, but they will body hop. So the fact that you may get one of them out, or maybe a couple hundred of them out by the light shift, doesn't guarantee they won't come back to you. You could go up to somebody and hug them and, maybe get 500 of them in you. Remember, they want to live off of your energy. So the more clean you are, the more they want to attach you because you have more spirit energy flowing through you. So you have to just keep your body temple clean. You have to have that awareness.
So if I may add something, on the online website clearing that Ron's talking about, the page where you can do this kind of work, there's some great things to know about. One is that in addition to using the drop-down menus where you can select which particular type you would like to have the light ship work on, if the one that you are dealing with or that you're perceiving or are aware of is not on that drop-down list, there's a box where you can type in exactly what it is that you're seeing or experiencing, and then they will work on that particular one. So it does give you a lot of options there.
Okay.
And it's very easy to do. You just follow the instructions, and it's, quite inexpensive, and you can set it up to run for about up to 8 hours in length on any particular one of these that you'd like the light ship to work on. So it's quite good.
And I have had people do more than one screen on their monitor.
Let's talk about that, because actually somebody is asking on
eight of them. So just get different ones running at the same time. And you can have the length of each healing be up to 8 hours in length. And this is because there's a lot of people out there who have been attacked by the aliens, by these energetic life forms coming into their bodies at night. So you can just leave your monitor on. You want to change your settings on your computer so that your monitor stays on. And have the light beam up there. And maybe have this across from your bed. A lot of people have laptops, so it's very simple to do. And then from there, just have it on, and the light beam will in a sense, ward off some of these things from you. So, and they'll still do the clearing, so they can you can pick a race of ETs if you wish. There's quite a few there, too. And remember, there's thousands of them also, but we have, some listed there. But the whole thing is that we're being interfered by the aliens, the extraterrestrials out there, and they should not be here in the same dimension that we are in. They should not interfere with us, and they are, and this is the way you can get them off here. So if you want to regain your sacred body temple back again, this clearing is, a must. And there's many of them on there, and just do it all the time, and you're going to feel yourself getting better. So any other questions that you may have, Wanda?
Just one, if you don't mind. Something you just said, I think maybe I misunderstood, but did you say that they're not really allowed to interfere, but they are anyway?
Well, see, if we were in a completely light planet here, if we were not in darkness, okay, there would be no interference between other types of life forms and the life form that's supposed to be here. On the planet, we have humans here, and the humans should not have any exchanges from any other dimensional reality and any other dimensional reality in 3D. Every planet is supposed to be sacred. But since the dark side came in here, the extraterrestrials came in and took away our free will, then we have a problem here. And so if you went to another planet of light, that was in the light, you will not have any type of intervention like this that we're dealing with here. It just be strictly love energy and love in the moment. Here, the dark side, the aliens put us into time, and the time is where the darkness is. When you go into your heart center, then you're out of time, so you can't escape that, but you still have other things still bombarding you, but at least you can live in your heart and be in the present moment and get your guidance from your spirit, because the light never promotes itself. You're already light in your heart. And so this is how people get hooked up. They have energetic transmissions from people. They have special readings being done by, you know, the masters or saints or whatever, the archangels. And those energies are not from the light ship. They're from the light of the darkness. The darkness has created the false light, which is what people have when they do the near-death experiences. So that's the way the dark side can come in here and say, oh, man, this person had this experience, and they talk all about it, and they tell you how it is to go to the light. Well, if they went to true light, they wouldn't come back here. So they're just here being used by the darkness to tell you what it's like to see angels and to see Jesus and whatever else is out there and their nice relatives. And all these things, the relatives anyway, are stuck in the forced reincarnation process. But they have not been into the light. They've been in the light of the darkness, not the light of creation. So everything that we know about here, all the rules of how life is supposed to be here, the karma, the forced reincarnations, your natal chart, all this is darkness energy. It's all in time. Collective consciousness, anything like that, where people tap into energies, you know, mass mind, you know, there's all different words for it. That's all darkness energies. That your heart is already in the light, and it's out of time. You have to go to your heart to get the information that you need. Otherwise, you know, you're on a wild goose chase of the dark side leading you around. So back to you.
Okay, well, thank you very much for taking my call.
Thank you so much for calling. Great, great questions and great observation. That's wonderful to have you call in, and please call us again sometime.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, you want to be careful of the light of the darkness. That fabricated light is what people are taught. The churches teach this all the time. This is a teaching. They teach you about the darkness, what you should be afraid of, which is true. You should be afraid of all the darkness, but they hook you up to the light, to maybe to Jesus, to the God energies, and these are still in the darkness. So but they tell you about how bad it is, and then they scare you, and then you get hooked up to more darkness, which is the same thing, just a different way of saying it. And so when you pray to a God outside of yourself, then you're at, you're P-R-A-Y-ing, and then you're at P-R-E-Y to what you're praying to. So you automatically, you know, put the T-shirt on with the bullseye to get connected by these things. So the website is here to help everybody, and that's the alien attack portion of it. And this is what it's about. This is ascension time. The light ship comes for ascension. There's only one light ship. One creation light ship, and it's divine energy of pure light that's here to help people in the ascension process. It will not be here very long. It came in 2005, and when ascension time comes, it's leaving. So hopefully everybody can get their bus ticket to get out of here. Otherwise, you're going to be stuck in darkness, which is why you are still here. Everybody listening to this program, if you've had more than, a few lifetimes, maybe more than, say, 50 of them, then you're stuck in darkness. Remember, if you didn't ascend 2,000 years ago, and you know that you were with Jesus when he walked the earth, and you know about other lifetimes after Jesus, then you missed the ascension. And then if you say, well, I've been here in Atlantis, I can recall that, or being in Egypt or different places, well, you missed more ascension. So, like I say, if you were here for 50,000 years, as most people have been, you know, dividing 50,000 by 2,000, that's 25. So you missed 25 ascensions. This is number 26. Are you going to be missing this one too? So that's the whole thing. You have to get into your own power with your spirit, at least get the information, and do the work to get the density out of your body so your body can ascend out of here. And your spirit can also ascend without your body, but you want to make sure that you get the barcode taken off on it so that it won't be trapped into darkness. So back to you, Sylvia.
I think I may have heard a beep a little while ago. Is there a caller on the line by any chance?
I think it's me.
Hi, who's there? Can you speak up, please?
Sure. Could I make a comment about everything that you guys just to share?
Yes, please.
As long as it's not too long.
Can you? I feel like I've picked up entities, and I've actually picked them up just thinking of somebody, or they're mentioned to me. I could feel their things, and I love that. And I've had other practitioners do entity work, and it's nothing like the CLS because it's permanently gone. Even if there's new ones coming, and now we have the website, and the if you're on the 8 hours, you can go on that entity removal permanently for life. So we're empowered. We don't even have to be afraid anymore. Thank goodness now they even helped us with the alien parasite, that's the connection to the entity. So now we've got the answer. They can't fool us anymore. So if we're on both of those, we're clear, and we don't have to be afraid of anything anymore. Thanks to you and CLS.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, that's correct. At least now you have a way to get back into your own personal power and to get this stuff off of you. Before then, it was very, very difficult.
Definitely. And it caused a lot of harm in other people. As a matter of fact, somebody did some of these entity removals, threw it outside on 34th Street, and there was a big accident after that. And so all the entities ran out there and killed some people.
Oh, man.
So that was their version of it, and other ones I've had people put it into the earth, so it was given to the earth spirit. No, they didn't need any more of that. And with CLS, is it terminated when it goes? The entities goes through the CLS outside.
What happens to the entities? They get cleansed, okay?
Okay.
And then they get returned back to the earth spirit. So there is a cleansing process because you don't want to give anything back to the earth spirit by giving you a heavy load yourself, you know.
Right.
That's even worse.
Right. My
so they have to get
okay, now
through.
Is okay. Now I'm and really focused now on getting more clearance
to clear
me, so I can ascend. I don't want to come back anymore. I'm not getting left back again. What I was thinking is today's Wednesday. I've never been on a Wednesday call. And you do the water clearings plus, is there like the food court? Is that where we get vitamins? Because I'm really tired of spending money eating the foods that's on this planet right now. I don't feel it's like enough of my vibration. As I raise it, once I get more and more clearings with the light chip, I have not been on the Wednesday call, so I do not know, is there anything in the food court or anything that helps us with vitamins, getting nutrients into our bodies?
On the Wednesday call, we do 7 containers of water. I would probably guess most people probably get a half a gallon of water. And you have nutrients for each day of the week after that. We don't go to the food court. What you could do, you can do water charging on the website also if you wish. And you could also go into the object charging. And there's a drop-down box there where you can actually charge your food up or even write in what you want to have charged. So if you do want to have some food and you want to maybe eat less of it, which is what I think you're kind of saying, that you want to maybe get off of food if you can, then you could probably get more life force put into what you're eating, so you could eat less. And you can also get life force drinking water. And the drinking water is wonderful. And people also get it for physical conditions, too, because you can write in there, into the text box, what you want to have the water activated for, and the light chip will do that for you. And the water will last for maybe 1 or 2 days, and then you have to get some more. It doesn't hold the charge for a long time because your body has to be, it always changes. It's always in flux, so it'll last for that amount of time, and then you want to do it over again because your body will be at a different vibration.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's a really wonderful way to do that, and I hope we've answered your question there.
Yes, you did. You're going to save me a lot of money. I'm not going to buy vitamins and all that. I'm putting everything through the water.
Just put it right through the water. Yeah, I have people who, in fact, what's great is if you get the water for skin misting water. Do you want to describe that, Sylvia?
Yeah, you can actually just have water in a little spray or misting bottle, and you can activate that using the website activation. And you can spray your body with that so that it actually protects and helps your skin, which is great. So there's no limit to what you can do with that on the website. You can activate your your food, like Ron said, your beverages, your clothing, if you like, your jewelry, your pendant, anything that you want, you know, to activate with that divine energy to help you. And like Ron said, you want to, keep doing it. Activating something one time is not, you know, enough, because as you change and you're in the moment and as your frequency changes or what have you, then you can always just get what you need on that day. So it's wonderful.
And so I will add to that, there are people who have bought pendants all the time at the expos, you know, and some go up to thousands of dollars. And some are actually attached to the ETs, the aliens, but I won't get into that. But people will just buy, well, I'll just start over again. All pendants, when people charge them up somehow, okay, because they are putting some type of frequency vibration into pendants, okay, they're using the universal mind, mass consciousness, which is dark side energy. So all of a sudden you're getting a pendant, and the salesperson might say, oh, yeah, we're using divine love and this and that, and this pendant is designed to take away, you know, heartache and, you know, bring you beautiful relationships or to make your body get energized. Well, where are they getting the information from, number one? Well, they're getting connected to some mind energy, which is controlled by the aliens, okay? Remember, your spirit is in the moment, and the aliens are in time. So they're using the energy of time, which is collective consciousness, universal mind, and they're being downloaded with this information of a certain vibrational frequency to put into the pendant. Now, from there, it's probably hooked up to these alien races. So when you're putting one around your neck, where do you normally put it? Over your heart chakra.
In your heart.
Hello? What's that doing to your spirit? Okay. What kind of, was this going to be an octopus energy that they put in there that's going to be downloaded energetically you can't see coming into your heart center? You really want to think twice about getting pendants. Okay. What the light shift does, you can take your own pendant, whatever that would be, or a piece of jewelry, a wristband or something, a necklace. You can have it activated with love energy. And also you can put different things into it if you wish, but the charge is not going to last for a long time because you're going to outgrow it. So getting back to the original part of what I was going to tell you, if you bought a pendant from some, Susie Smile out there and you liked her, you got it 2 years ago and it's supposed to do this and that for you, well, more than likely you outgrew it probably a few weeks after you bought it. Okay, and then also, you know, what's it connected to? People don't think about that. They just think about they bought this pendant for this reason, because they're stuck in time. Their mind will say, well, I bought this because of that. Well, the pendant is not working for you because your frequency of your body will change. Now, it will work if it connects to you and you get drilled energetically connected to the darkness, and it's always working, but it's not going to do what they said it would. But I'm just looking at it to try to educate people here. So whatever you get from the light shift or anybody else, the charge on that is not going to stay because you're going to integrate that energy into you. And then from there, you want to have it reactivated. And this is why, you know, we have the charges on there. And it could last for a day or two, maybe a minute or two. It could last for a couple of months. But as you integrate the energy and you walk into more of the energy, integrate it into your field, then you become it. And once you become it, then it's going to be useless for you. And then you want to reactivate it over again. I think the pendant charge is only a couple of dollars,
right?
I believe.
Right.
You know what it is, Sylvia?
I will go
$30 a month for the object. Cool.
So you can do, people do their clothing. You can also do food. You can do, if you have some medicines that you're taking, you can have them body compatible.
It
kind of goes on and on what you can do with that object page. But it's mainly there to bring you divine energy. Now, let's say that you bought this pendant for $300 from Sally Smiles out there, okay? And now you say, I don't want to wear this any longer, but, you know, it does look pretty. Well, you can have the light shift decharge it. In fact, anybody who goes into the light infusion chamber when I'm back in New York or in L.A., when I go to the expos there. We just, you know, we're going back to New York and be there, you know, in a couple of weeks here. But this is for the Yoga Raw Food Conference Expo, and it's going to be at the New Yorker Hotel the last weekend of this month. But if you brought something in on you, it will be discharged completely into love energy. Now, if there was any extraterrestrials attaching itself to your pendant that you paid $300 for, or maybe even more, automatically the lightship will go after these beings because they should not be interfering with you. So it will actually help on everybody else who is buying the same pendant. And eventually, you know, these extraterrestrial life forms will no longer be able to interfere with anybody here. But as it is now, there's so many of them and so many practitioners, which you know yourself, that there's so many out there. There's thousands of them now. And they're all using mind energy. At least, you know, almost all of them are. And they're not using heart energy because they're not taught that way. So turn it back over to you, Sylvia, if you found the page there. And
yeah, so to answer the question of the cost, it's one object for $1.
Okay,
or unlimited use for an entire week, $10, or even better, unlimited use for an entire month for $30. So for $30 a month, you can go on there 24/7, any number of times the whole month, activate whatever you want, whether it's food, beverage, pendants, clothing, anything that you would like to for a whole month's use. So it's really great. And you can do it for your pets also.
Yep.
So I know we're almost out of time, Ron, and there's quite a few requests on the fast chat, so maybe we have time to pick up a couple of those.
I think we got till about maybe straight up on the hour to continue, so we've got about 8 minutes to go.
Okay, great. I believe earlier we had a request for the sensory body for a sample of that.
Okay, here we go. So the sensory body is how your body responds to living here. Okay, this is your senses. How you see things, how you hear things, you know, all the different senses that you have. So here we go. 5 days ago, I'll do it the slow way here. Sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 4 days ago, sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared. Oh, boy, I'm yawning. Ugh. Boy. 4 days ago, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 3 days ago, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 2 days ago, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Yesterday, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And today, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, and first cleared. Okay, there we go.
All right, and then we had a request for the sensory body.
Okay, the sensory body is your past life. So the emotional clearing that we do, that I did earlier, works at this lifetime. So it's what came up. This is like the tip of the iceberg. Now, what's underneath the water is typically taken away from when you do the sensory clearing. This is an emotional clearing of trauma going back 100 years at a time to when you first incarnated here into a body. Your body may have been here longer than that, but this is when your spirit came here. So we'll do a sample of that. Do you have a date, Sylvia, we can pick?
Well, I don't think we've got a date on the fast chat, but how about around, you know, the time of Bureau, you know, when it changed from BC to AD?
Okay, so let's go, we'll go from 300 down to zero, okay? So here we go, 300 BC cleared, 200 BC cleared, 100 BC cleared, and 0 BC cleared. There we go. So if you had any scenarios happening there, you may feel your body changing frequencies right now, getting lighter. Remember, your DNA, as it gets cleared, happens to have, you know, with these clearings, it's actually clearing the DNA. People ask for DNA activation. Well, that's done automatically by the light chip when you have a clearing done, because you are able to integrate more of your spiritual energy. and they can put back into you what you're missing. So this is kind of what that does for you when you have the sessions. People doing DNA activations out there, again, they're using the darkness energy, and who knows what they're doing to you. Very unfortunate. And I wouldn't allow anybody to touch you either. I was in L.A. once. A lady came over and said, can I give you Disha? And I go, yeah, if you want, go ahead, you know. This was probably about 2 years ago. And so she put her hands on top of my head, and she goes, man, you're giving me more energy than I could ever give you. I go, well, yeah, of course. You know, you know, for me, it was a no-brainer, you know, but for her, she was amazed. And I said, yeah, but, and I think I mentioned to her, I said, it's not good to do this because you're transferring your energetic energy into somebody else. So most people are taught, the practitioners are taught that they're giving divine energy. And what's actually happening is you're transmitting to the person your emotional baggage along with what you're planning to do. And if you use the mind energy of love, then you're running darkness energy of love along with your emotional garbage, and that's being transmitted right to the person. And that's very, very bad. You know, you should not be doing that. So, in fact, unfortunately, when I watch people go into the light infusion chamber at the different conferences, people go to these things like it's, you know, a carnival in a sense. You know, you go there to see how you can get it for free. So people come in, they pay to go into the light chamber, and they're all cleaned out, and then they go to somebody else, and you just watch them, and the practitioner touches them, takes, you know, gives them all these ET worms over again, takes away the healing from the light chip, because naturally they're using darkness energy, and the darkness energy now wants to get the light, because it lives out the light energy, lives off your spirit energy. So their spirit got empowered, the body got empowered, and all of a sudden it all gets sucked out of them by going to different practitioners as they go from one booth to the next. Very, very sad to watch these people who don't listen to their spirits or aren't even in touch with who they are because they're not connecting themselves to their spirit during each individual session or before to see which one to go to, which practitioner. So I'll just give you that for a heads up there. So I'm not really promoting events too well that way, but, you know, you just have to know what's happening. And I do have people that only come to me when I go to the events. They know that I'm coming, and they don't go to anybody else. They just strictly come to me because they want to have the experience in the light infusion chamber. They don't want to go around talking to other practitioners only because they know that they're not working completely in the light, and they're doing stuff against their free will. So, and they can also see the darkness. So it's very interesting to watch. So back to you, Sylvia. Infection body, that's on here. Here we go. Infection body, I'll go back 6 months here. I'll go through the chakras real fast. No, I run out of time here. So six months cleared, 5 months cleared, 4 months cleared, 3 months cleared, 2 months cleared, last month cleared, and up to today cleared. There we go, infection body clearing. This is something that Jesus did 2,000 years ago. This is why I run through them so fast and so quickly, because the light ship is doing the healing. And I'm connected to the light ship. I'm up there actually doing the healing too on you, but we're in their particular, if you would, time sequence. So we're in the light, and the light has to create its own time for us to have healing. So this is how quick these things actually work. So that's the way it is.
Ron,
thank you, Sylvia.
If we could, I know we're almost out of time, if we could end off by bringing in, we had a request for Jesus and Mary Magdalene's energy to come in.
Yeah, I see one on here from Mia Trauma Body Clearing. Here we go. I'll do that real quick here. I'll go back 6 months. 6 months ago cleared, 5 months cleared, 4 months cleared, 3 months cleared, 2 months cleared, last month cleared, and this month up to now cleared. Okay. Bring in the energy of Jesus. I'll bring in the energy that I was when I was in his body, the healing energy of Jesus. Here it comes to the light beam. Watch it. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And I'll get it increased here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. For me, I don't feel any change in myself because I'm running the same energy. You might feel it there a little bit stronger. from the light shift here. And I'll bring in, what other one did they want to have, Sylvia?
Mary Magdalene.
Mary Magdalene, okay, here we go. This will probably be her, like, compassion energy, okay? Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. Okay, just a request here about diet, what type of food to eat, I guess. It's whatever, you know, your body needs. And you may want to start getting out food possibly by having some of these light infusions done on the object clearing. You may feel yourself getting more energy out of the food that you eat, which means you can eat less. That's up to you. I don't get into typically what type of food to eat and what not to eat. But some body types need to have meat. Most people want to think that you're more spiritual because, you know, you're not eating meat. You know, you are taking a life when you do eat an animal. You know, you're still killing a life when you kill a blade of grass, too. So I don't get into that too much, although the DNA can imprint on you of whatever you're eating. So I will state that. So I guess our time's running out here, so say blessings to all of you. Tomorrow, not tomorrow, but Friday, we're on station number 2. And we normally go a little bit longer on Fridays, if you wish. It'll be 5 minutes before this show starts, so it'll be 6:55 California time. So just tune in 5 minutes earlier than what you did tonight. And we normally run maybe about 10 minutes after. So we can go a little bit longer because nobody's after us. We're like sitting there. We draw our own crowd, and we have a great time. So I'd like to have a lot of call-ins Friday. So I'll say blessings to all of you, and have a wonderful evening, everybody.
Yes, and really quickly, just remember that this Saturday is the special four-hour healing that's only available once a month, where you have 4 hours of healing and water activation on the light ship, including ascension preparation. And this Sunday is an 8-hour conference call healing session to get the entities that Ron was talking about at the beginning of the hour out of your body and get your spirit energy integrated into your body. And both of those are fantastic opportunities. Please connect with Ron to find out how to get on those if you would like to. And we're out of time, so goodbye, everyone. Good night, and blessings to all.
Blessings, everybody. Bye.